A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Shabbos 70b, pagination page 140. We learned in our Mishnah that if a person knows the essence of Shabbos, but he forgot specific malachas, specific violations of the 39 categories, then he's going to have atonement according to the number of the categories that he forgot. Conversely, if a person forgot that it is Shabbos, then his entire Shabbos was in question. So it seems to be a greater problem, but on the other hand, his confusion is only in one area. He forgot it's Shabbos, and therefore he only needs one atonement for that essential link in the chain that he lost out. Let's begin the Gemara from the fifth line, in the middle of the line where there's a two dots. Bo'amine Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asked the following question from Rav Nachman. Helam zeh v'zeh biyado mahu. What happens if he forgot both? He forgot that it's Shabbos and he forgot every single one of the categories. He doesn't know of a single category. He just forgot everything. Doesn't know the halachas. So, is he going to be in a 39 atonement requirement if he did all the things? Or he forgot that it's Shabbos and you can't build to the 39 categories unless you have Shabbos. First you have to have Shabbos. And the atonement for Shabbos is one. It's one atonement. You forgot one thing. He forgot Shabbos. And you're only obligated in one atonement, because you forgot it's Shabbos. It's earlier on the chain, on the progression. Rava objected, beginning of the next line, Adarava, on the contrary. Harehela malachas biyado. The guy is so forgetful, not only did he forget it's Shabbos, he forgot that there are no malachas. And the way art school I saw in the footnote words it, it's not reasonable to assume that a guy who forgets more should need less atonement. Which we'll have to know if this is about reasonable or not reasonable. It depends what link was missing. But before it branches off to the 39, he already forgot a critical link, and that has an atonement of one. But this is Rava's objection. And maybe he should need atonement for everything. This guy might be a guy who needs 39 atonement plus one for the Shabbos that he forgot. Okay. Elamar Ravashi. Ravashi suggests a fascinating solution. Chazinon, let's see. Imishum Shabbos kaparish. If when you tell him it's Shabbos, he withdraws from doing the malacha, which he's doing by mistake because he doesn't realize it's a violation. So you say, it's Shabbos. And suddenly he stops harvesting his field. He gets your message. Harei helam Shabbos biyado. So apparently the thing that was missing in the formula was that he didn't know that it's Shabbos. So it's one mistake. Even if he's doing harvesting and gathering and transfer, but the thing that you needed to inform him of was Shabbos, and he stopped. So then it's Shabbos that's missing in his knowledge. And his mistake, and therefore his atonement for that mistake, he'll bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, is one. But if what you have to tell him is harvesting, and he realizes, of course it's Shabbos, and you're telling me about harvesting, so then it's harvesting, and then you tell him about threshing, and then you tell him about transfer, so then, it's a problem in the 39 malachas. That's what he's grappling with that he didn't know. And in such a case, you would be obligated for each one of the categories. That's Rav Ashi's solution. It's a very difficult to. We'll just. Amalei Ravina. Let's see Ravina's objection. Le Rav Ashi. Kulum parish mishabas el mishum malachas. What's the difference which one you tell him? as Rashi words it, the minute you tell him harvesting, a Jewish mind works, harvesting, oh, I guess it's Shabbos. If he lost track of which day of the week it is, you sometimes have a guy wakes up in the morning, he's not sure it's Shabbos, he's ready to take out his bike, his cars, whatever, you know, and then suddenly he realizes from the traffic in front, from the fact that his kids are still sleeping, from, I don't know, he realizes it's the weekend, he realizes it's Shabbos, and so until that moment he didn't know. So if you say to him, harvesting, obviously he realizes it's because it's Shabbos that you're mentioning something. And likewise the other way. The guy is noticeably harvesting and you say, oh, but it's Shabbos. So even though he didn't until now know that harvesting was a problem, but if you're commenting to him that it's Shabbos, obviously it's relevant to something that I'm doing. So even though he never heard of harvesting in his life, what's wrong with harvesting? What's wrong with plucking an apple from a tree? But if you say Shabbos, so then he realizes right away that it's the cutting that's a problem. How do you know for sure what was critical thing that was missing in his knowledge that's suddenly becoming knowledgeable to him? Ella lo shana, Ravashi says it makes no difference. And since in the progression of knowledge, you have to first have the fundamental of Shabbos, then you have to know that Shabbos is today, then you could first know about the 39 malachas, which are forbidden. So he had a link in the chain at a point where it's only one mistake. It's one biggie, he didn't know it's Shabbos, but it's one mistake. And that one mistake only requires one animal, one carbon. So where we're left with right now is that if a person does not know about Shabbos, today's Shabbos, it's only one carbon. Take a look at this statement here. Tanan, we learned. Avos malachos arboim chosar achas. The categories of Shabbos are 40 minus 1, meaning 39. Hopefully in two sessions from now we'll discuss why it's worded in such an odd way. But it's 40 minus 1, 39. And we analyze this. Minyana lamali. Why do you have to tell me what the number is, that it's 39? Va'amar Rabbi Yechanan explained, which is considered a definitive explanation here that we're going to ask from. Shemasan kulam behelam achas, echad chayva kolachas va'achas. Because if you did them all in one forgetfulness, then you'd actually rack up 39 atonement requirements. And that's why he did the count. Otherwise, we can count. We don't have trouble counting to 39. He told us the number because it's a significant number. That's what you could rack up in obligations. Asks the Gemara. Let me say it outside first. If you forgot all 39 malachas, so then in what way is it Shabbos? Essentially, if you forgot all 39, essentially, you forgot that it's Shabbos. What does it mean you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot all 39? If you're up to 38, I understand. Because then there's one that you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot this one and this one. And by the way, I forgot that one too. But if all 39 are out, which is what Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that it's possible to rack up a full 39 mistaken violations on Shabbos, so then in what way is it Shabbos? And what you just told me was that if you forgot it Shabbos in its entirety, then there is no obligation of 39. By forgetting that one more from 38 to 39, you essentially forgot it Shabbos, in which case it's down to one atonement, because that's all you made the mistake in. You made a mistake, you didn't know it was Shabbos. If you agree with me against what we just concluded, that when you forgot it, Shabbos, and you forgot all 39 categories, that you are obligated for all 39 categories, Shapir, then I understand what Rabbi Yechanan is telling me. But if you tell me that once you forget that it's Shabbos, it suddenly becomes one mistake. It's a mistake in Shabbos. How do you come up with 39? The Gemara answers two fascinating approaches. One is that this man knows all the malachas of Shabbos, but doesn't realize their severity. He thinks that it's a lav, which is a prohibition, but he doesn't realize it's a capital offense. And if a guy doesn't realize, he does the violation, not realizing that it's a capital offense, so then that's the kind of case that you bring a carbon on, where a person didn't realize the ramifications of what he's doing. So that's one approach. The yoda leve Shabbos belav, he knows that Shabbos is a violation, but he doesn't realize to what extent. And therefore he has Shabbos, but he doesn't have an awareness of the malachas. Let's continue dropping down about three lines, the last piece. Ali Savalei Kereb Shimon ben Lakish. But if he holds like Reb Shimon ben Lakish, I'm at the beginning of a line again, now in the middle. The Omar Ad Sheyishgog Belav Vikares. That the only way that you'd bring a carbon is if your mistake is both in the lav and the kares. That you're not allowed to know it's a violation at all. So then what's the case that you're bringing 39 atonement carbonos? If that's the case, then you don't know it's Shabbos. And it should only be one atonement carbon. And the Gemara answers, Yodele Shabbos b'may. What does he know Shabbos in? The Yodele b'tchumen. He knows about Shabbos regarding how far you're allowed to travel out of the city, which is a law of Shabbos, which has nothing to do with the 39 categories. Not allowed to go beyond 2,000 amos out of your resting place. So we found something, va'aliba de Rabbi Akiva, and it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Tehumen is biblical. So we found a case that you know it's Shabbos, and you feel you know what observance is, and now you're being informed that your awareness of observance of the Shabbos that you do know about was severely compromised. There are whole 39 categories that you didn't know about. And that's the way you could come up with 39 atonement karbanos. One great lesson over here, I think, is I once heard of a family that wanted to observe Shabbos, and they didn't know what to do at all. So they lit the candles, and they walked around the table calling out, Shabbos, Shabbos. Because they were so desired to observe, and they had no idea what they're supposed to do. And the Gemara here is opening our eyes. Maybe that's an example of knowing it's Shabbos and not knowing the malachas. But the Gemara's comment here is, if you know it's Shabbos and you have no way of observing it, sounds to me like you don't know about Shabbos. And the Gemara has to literally come up with a way that you're aware it's Shabbos, even though you were unaware of the 39 categories.
And they'd be obligated in 39
Yes, Shabbos, have a great day.